listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's consider a strange boast. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31, where Paul wrote and said this. He said, "I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily." Now, Paul's general topic in 1 Corinthians 15 is the resurrection of Jesus and the resurrection of the Christian. Some among the Corinthian Christians denied the resurrection of the believer, and Paul referred to the resurrection of Jesus as proof of the coming resurrection of all the followers of Jesus. Now, that wasn't the only proof that Paul offered to affirm the principle of resurrection. He also used his own life as an example, essentially saying, "I would be crazy to live this life of sacrifice and difficulty unless there was the hope of resurrection to make it worth it." It's in this context that Paul decided to brag a little bit. That's why he wrote there in 1 Corinthians 15:31, "I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord." He let the Corinthian Christians know that he would brag a little bit. And his boasting was both in you, that is, in the Corinthian Christians, and in Christ Jesus. And what did Paul boast about? He boasted that he would die daily. Now, for most of us, that doesn't seem like anything to brag about. I suggest that Paul turned the Corinthians' obsession with image and success on its head. They bragged about their intellect and their secret knowledge and their spirituality and even about how loving they were. But they would never brag about dying daily. The Greek commentator Vincent said that the sense of that phrase, "I die daily," was, "I am in constant peril of my life." Paul's life was so on the edge for Jesus Christ that he could say, "I die daily." His life was always on the line. There were always people out to kill him. An example of this is found in Acts chapter 23, verses 12 and 13, when more than 40 men took a vow that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. Now, when you've got enemies like that, no wonder Paul could say, "I die daily." And that was his boast. He was bragging about it. It is important to understand that when Paul said, "I die daily," he did not mean the spiritual identification that he had with the death of Jesus. He did not speak of the spiritual putting to death of the flesh. He meant the constant, imminent danger to his physical life. Now, it is important and useful for a Christian to daily reckon themselves to be dead to sin with Jesus Christ, as in Romans 6:11, where it says, "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." But to use this statement, "I die daily," to support that truth isn't really correct, because in context, Paul wrote about the danger to his physical life. Now, that made sense for Paul, and perhaps also for those brave Christians around the world today who face real persecution. I mean the kind of persecution where they might kill you. What about us? How can we die daily in this sense? Charles Spurgeon gave us some ways to consider this in a sermon that he titled "Dying Daily." He said, listen, we can do this practically today when we carefully consider the certainty of death. Number two, when we hold this world with a loose hand. Number three, every day, seriously examine your hope and experience of God. Number four, just as you did at conversion, come every day to the cross of Jesus as a poor and guilty sinner. Next, live in such a manner that you would not be ashamed to die at any moment. And then finally, have your practical affairs in order so that you're ready to pass from this world to the next. So today, ask God to help you to die daily and to do it in full hope and assurance of our resurrection. That's a hope that you can have today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.